USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine continues, Russian attacks are hitting the home front as 22-year-old Marine veteran Willie Cancel was killed fighting alongside Ukrainian forces. The move comes as Russia continues to bomb Kyiv. This as the White House is urging Americans not to travel to Ukraine for any reason. But White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki offers sympathies to the family.
We know a family is mourning, a wife is mourning, and our hearts are with them.
Indiana's attorney general has filed a lawsuit looking for financial information from Black Lives Matter. Attorney General Todd Rokita wants to look into where the $90 million raised by the group in 2020 went. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, neighbor. Pat Boone here. You know, they say every dark cloud has a silver lining, right? Well, today I'm going to prove it. Rising political and economic uncertainty is increasing market volatility. This flight to safety is pushing up gold and silver prices like never before. So, to help protect listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer. Historic silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of just
$12.50 each delivered.
That's right.
$12.50 each delivered.
While supplies last. Call 800-289-2646 now, which spells 800-BUYCOIN by coin. Put a silver lining in your portfolio now. Call 800-289-2646 or online at SwissAmerica.com, 800-289-2646, and you can tell them Pat Boone gave you the number.
As inflation soars to record highs, older Americans are facing an unprecedented cost of living crisis. Seniors on fixed incomes are being squeezed by high prices and being forced to turn to local food assistance programs.
I do not have the money to buy what I need.
Mary Padula tells Fox News she retired 4 years ago and never thought she'd see herself going to a food bank to make ends meet. She has advice for other people out there in her situation.
Because there's so many people going the same way that you are. Don't ever, ever, ever be ashamed.
Former President Donald Trump canceled his planned rally in Nebraska Friday night due to severe weather. He noted the possibility of strong winds and tornadoes in and around Greenwood, which is just northeast of Lincoln. The president saying he's hoping to hold a rally on Sunday, weather permitting. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
One bank is sounding the alarm when it comes to the economy.
Prepare for a major recession. That's a warning from Deutsche Bank, based in Germany, which first predicted only a mild recession was coming our way. Deutsche economists now say there's a better than 50% chance a major recession will hit the dollar next year. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
One airline is going to start paying their flight attendants a little bit earlier.
Delta Airlines announced it will start paying flight attendants during the time that passengers are boarding. That's a first for a major U.S. airline. Flight attendants in the U.S. typically don't begin getting paid until the doors close after boarding. Delta said the change will take effect in June. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
With the midterm elections just over 6 months away, Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is hyping up the midterms on Fox News, framing the policies of the Biden administration as giving Republicans an edge over Democrats.
Across the board, galloping inflation, crime out of control, chaos at our southern border, gas prices $5, $6, $7, all of these are the result of wild, out of control liberalism. And I think the American people are really fed up. I believe November is going to be a tidal wave.
Find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.